In his State of the Union speech, President Obama once again called on Congress to pass a national renewable energy standard, something some states like Colorado have already done. He also renewed calls for an end to oil subsidies to level the playing field for clean energy.
It's time to end the taxpayer giveaways to an industry that rarely has been more profitable and double down on a clean energy industry that never has been more promising.
Well, I think it will divide voters in this state just as it divides voters across the country.
That's veteran Colorado political analyst Eric Sonderman. Nowhere, he says, is the energy issue more polarizing than in Colorado. The state's clean energy sector has enjoyed big gains in recent years, but more recently, a resurging oil and gas boom, especially along the Front Range, has been filling local coffers. Still, Sonderman says it's a wise political move for Mr. Obama's re-election efforts to come here and focus on clean energy and its potential to create manufacturing and other jobs.
Renewable energy has worked. I mean, Bill Ritter made that his signature calling card, and Barack Obama, back when he was running for office in 2008, made clear that he was going to try to ride that train.
But Colorado's clean energy train has sputtered lately, with across-the-board cuts facing Golden's National Renewable Energy Lab and concerns of more layoffs at some of the region's larger solar and wind manufacturing plants, such as Vestas, as demand has slipped in part due to China's rise on the green scene. The president will no doubt address this in Aurora, where he's also expected to echo many of the themes in his State of the Union.
But I will not walk away from the promise of clean energy.
A commitment like that sounds encouraging to many Coloradans who work in the clean energy sector. The state now boasts more per capita jobs in solar power than any other state. Loren Mayon wants to keep it that way. He runs a Castle Rock-based company called Capital Solar Energy.
I think everyone in the country, from the car industry to others, is seeking ways to regenerate jobs in the United States.
Mayon won't get to attend Mr. Obama's Colorado speech since it's closed to the public, but he says if he had the president's ear, he'd tell him that his field, solar thermal technology, is a sleeping giant in Colorado.
We're in a time where obviously our president needs to focus on economic recovery and job creation, and solar thermal works surprisingly well with that plot.
In the end, though, Mr. Obama's Colorado visit is probably less about policy and more about politics, says analyst Eric Sonderman. Even though it's just a wheels-down, wheels-up event at Buckley, it shouldn't be lost that the president has chosen Arapahoe County.
This president is going to spend a bunch of time in Arapahoe County, Colorado, Jefferson County, Colorado, Larimer County, Colorado, other places like that, that are not only parts of a swing state, but they're swing counties in the swing state.
The president will make his latest visit to Colorado after a similarly brief stop in Las Vegas. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.